one of the biggest scandals of the Bush years has been reimagined in a new film. Nothing But the Truth is a fictionalized reworking of the Valerie Plame Wilson affair, in which Mrs. Wilson was revealed to be a covert CIA officer. The incident tarnished the White House, the press, and the courts. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has these thoughts on the movie.
As I watched Nothing But the Truth, I periodically wondered who its target audience was. Laid-off reporters with unwanted free time? I covered the CIA leak case for several years. A central player was Judith Miller, then of the New York Times, who became a First Amendment champion for refusing to tell Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald, who revealed Valerie Plame Wilson's identity. Miller went to jail for 85 days, though she never published any articles about Wilson. You gotta protect your sources if you want them to speak to you again. For many journalists, it was a Twilight Zone moment. Miller didn't commit any crimes. Why should she be thrown in jail? How can they report on federal officials if they can be tossed in jail by other federal officials? To these journalists, it seemed like a bazooka solution to a pea shooter scenario. But Fitzgerald had the law clearly on his side, and Miller was a problematic poster child. She had written articles that gave credibility to the claims of anonymous government officials that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction before the U.S. invaded back in 2003. In the Wilson case, she was protecting the vice president's top aide, who was no whistleblower, but seeking to cast doubt on a political enemy, Wilson's husband. So in this new film version, written and directed by Rod Lurie, the fictional Judy Miller gets cleaned up a bit. She's played by Kate Beckinsale.
I've been on the national desk for 5 years. I have a column every Tuesday on the editorial page.
Reporter Rachel Armstrong is an ambitious up-and-comer at the Capital Sun-Times. The president has just bombed Venezuela over an assassination attempt, and Armstrong has a scoop about a CIA cover-up.
I know, it's Watergate. It's Iran-Contra. I mean, it's a holy shit piece, Bonnie. It's going to take him down.
Armstrong's story makes huge waves and leads to the appointment of a special prosecutor. You could get partial law school credit for some of the dialogue, and it's off to the hoosegow for Armstrong for refusing to reveal her source. As a young mother, Armstrong is, naturally, the subject of a cloying jailhouse interview with a Barbara Walters knockoff, but Armstrong resists the usual script.
I know you say you'd protect your source as if you're saying, there but for the grace of God go I, and, you know, you're never going to have to worry about the government coming after you.
Why?
Because the government really doesn't care how you found out where Paris had dinner last night.
But how many people outside the press truly care about Armstrong's predicament? Or for that matter, Miller's. And it occurred to me, as I thought back on a scene depicting a media frenzy surrounding the outed agent, there's one institution in the movie that seems almost beyond redemption. Special Prosecutor Patton Dubois, played by Matt Dillon, is watching that institution closely.
You know, that's the only thing that Armstrong's got going for, is the media getting him to turn her into some sort of a cause celeb.
And, in case you missed it, Alan Alda, as the reporter's lawyer, delivers the movie's message in blinking neon lights.
Somewhere along the line, the press stopped being the white knight and started being the dragon. That's the way people see it.
The Valerie Plame Wilson case triggered the clash of competing imperatives: politics, journalism, and the law. These days, when those three things collide, the newsies lose. So when Hollywood forsakes the press, too, in a movie about the struggles of a seemingly heroic reporter, well, that's a telling twist. David Folkenflik, NPR News.